two from the Lorain County General Health District, Cody Carroll and also Sarah Warner joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for coming in this morning to talk about some of the things for this holiday season. What are we going to talk about here for this December?
Well, in December, the Lorain County General Health District's main topic is maintain, don't gain. So what does that mean to you when you hear that?
That means where I'm at's good enough.
Don't get worse.
Well, that's the other part of it. Yeah, don't add more.
Exactly. Many folks over the holiday season kind of take that as a ticket to indulge and overindulge. And of course, you want to treat yourself, but within reason. So we're advising people to not get worse. So that way you're not trying to lose over the holiday season. You just don't gain.
And we also don't, as people talk about, well, you know, I'll give up the diet or whatever kind of regimen that I had once the holidays come, not only because there's a lot of food out there, but stress and all those other things.
Exactly. And just to kind of keep where you are is a very good goal for the holiday season. And then in the new year, we can come back and talk about some other goals.
Any tips or any ways to do that? How do we kind of keep that, maintain that?
Absolutely. We don't want people to just do nothing. You know, when it's approaching and you see all those cookies and everything, you kind of throw all of your goals out the window. We don't want you to not do anything. Kind of maintain what you're doing with regards to physical activity, healthy eating, your weight. Keep track of what you're eating and what you're doing maybe for this next week or the following week leading up to the holidays, and make sure you maintain that over the holiday season.
And keeping track is good, especially if you're traveling to different parties or events, and maybe you have several scheduled. Even some people make several stops in one day that they probably don't think, well, I don't have to eat a meal at every place that I'm going. I can kind of spread it out over the
time. If you're going for a walk once or twice a week now, look at your schedule and your holiday parties and try and schedule in one or two times to go walking between those parties.
What can we do also to, I guess, create an environment for that to happen, to do sort of things like that?
Well, some of the things that you can do leading up to the holidays, everybody's going to be out shopping. So that's a great way to get some physical activity. But in terms of kind of creating that environment, don't go to a holiday party hungry. I mean, maybe the first holiday party, as we kind of were talking about, you go to that one and you eat dinner there. But maybe in between, if you've got a few hours, maybe have like a little granola bar or like a piece of fruit. That way it'll kind of, you know, you won't be as hungry for that second party. And that way you don't indulge twice.
Now, you have to kind of be a good guest. If a host is offering things, they planned all that time.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I guess portion control is another part of that could enter into.
Yeah, I mean, they usually have big plates and little plates. Get yourself a little plate and fill up that little plate so it feels like you're eating a full amount, but you're not eating that large plate full.
And if you are hosting a holiday party, maybe have a couple healthy options there so that when people come, if they're trying to watch what they're eating, they can have some different options there.
Talking about healthy options, let's talk about one tonight. The Zero Proof Mix-Off at Lorain County Community College. Year number 13, always a great fun event.
Yes.
So the Mix-Off is going to be held again at Lorain County Community College. This year it will be at Spitzer. Last year it was at College Center, so that is a venue change for this year. Great holiday event. We always call it a party with a purpose because it's to promote sober driving and to designate a driver during the holiday season. And it's just going to be a great event. Last year we had over 600 people. We're expecting even more this year.
And it's a fun way. You leave with a recipe book, right? So that you have anything that you tasted there, you can actually then create. And the idea is then to use those at your own holiday party.
Very similar to offering healthy foods as an option, to offer non-alcoholic beverages as an option for those folks who are going to be driving or who do not want to partake with the full party. You can have some options.
And, of course, tonight's event's always exciting because there's a lot of themes going on. Not only is it at this event about the drinks, but as we've known in the past, everybody kind of, I don't want to say, they decorate their display. They also kind of encourage people because there is a little bit of a people, you know, a competition going on tonight.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah, there is a competition. There's different categories, one of them being best presentation. So that does matter. And some people, you know, they go a little bit. And then last year we had people come as Kiss. So there's different varying degrees
of those North Ridgeville police officers.
Yes. I believe, right? Yes.
We have a picture of them up on Facebook if you need to see it to believe it.
It is true, yes.
And again, this is an event for the entire family to go to as well.
It is. Definitely family friendly. We will be in Spitzer, so it's a little bit bigger space this year. And so everybody come out, and it's going to be a great event.
That's good. And of course, WEOL will be out there. Yes. We've got our booth set up. We have a special drink as well. And Craig will be out there between 5 and 6 broadcasting, so you can tune in tonight as well to hear some of the activities that are going on at the Spitzer Conference Center for the Zero Proof Mix-Off, again, today from 5 until 7. What are some of the other things that are taking place? I guess there's a Lorain County Wellness Leadership Network. Talk a little bit about what that's about.
So, yeah, the Lorain County Wellness Leadership Network, the theme of this specific network meeting is Zero to Hero Tackling Tobacco. So it's for worksite community and faith-based leaders who are working on worksite and community wellness to assist them in developing and implementing a comprehensive wellness plan. And so the meeting is going to be held on Thursday, December 11th from 7:30 to 9 o'clock in the morning. And you can register at www.livehealthylorainecounty.com.
And under something different, and we've heard this in the news about Narcan. Talk a little bit about that. There's a clinic coming up for some folks if they're interested. What is that?
Yes. So Project Dawn, which stands for Deaths Avoided with Naloxone, is a clinic that will be held on Thursday, December 18th from 5 to 7:30 at the Elyria City Health Department. This clinic is for folks who are perhaps family members or acquaintances of those that are addicted to substances such as heroin, morphine, codeine, or oxycodone, and this naloxone can help save their lives if they are in an overdose.
We've already heard instances of that happening here in Lorain County.
Absolutely. So this clinic here on December 18th, 5 to 7 at Elyria City Health Department is for those folks who would like to obtain some naloxone.
You also have some clinics coming up, immunizations for kids, but part of that, I guess, grown-ups can get flu shots there as well. Tell us about those.
So, yeah, we do have child immunization clinics throughout the county in December, and we always have our child immunization clinic schedules on our website, www.lorainecountyhealth.com. And, yes, we will have flu shots for both children and adults at all clinics.
And this is sort of that time now where you're, I don't want to say passing things along, but as we talked about at the beginning, you're visiting family. You started with Thanksgiving, meeting people, kids. You're getting the little kids who seem to be some interesting carriers. They always, you know, they're out there with their little, you know, all that moisture that's involved with those little kids. You never know. So you got to be careful about spreading some of those things, not only, you know, transfer from them, but obviously if you have little kids, the young kids and the older adults are the ones that are more susceptible when it comes to the flu.
And like we talked about at the beginning of our time here this morning, eating healthy, getting sleep, staying active will help keep you healthy. And during the holiday season is stressful, so everybody's immune systems are maybe a little wonky. We would like to make sure that if you're following and you're maintaining and not gaining, it will help protect you against some of these viruses that are out there during this time.
Especially when we're all kind of indoors. Though the weather's been kind of okay for people to get out there
as well. It's up and down and up and down.
That's what it is. Health educators Cody Carroll, also Sarah Warner, thanks for stopping in. Again, if people want to find out details about what we've talked about, where's the good location for them to check it out?
Yep, they can always check out our website, www.lorainecountyhealth.com, or they can give us a call. Our phone number is 440-322-6367.
Great. Always offering good, healthful advice. Appreciate it, and have a happy holidays.
You too.
Thank you. You too.